Welcome. Today we're discussing some powerful resources for vibe coders, especially if you're just starting out in 2025 and want to ride that AI wave.
I'm all ears. Vibe coding sounds fascinating, but where do you even begin with something so new?
Exactly. It's a fast-moving field, so staying updated is key. First up, MCP directories. Think of them as app stores for AI agents. These directories list MCP servers, services that give AI agents complete control over systems, connecting them to everything from your Google Drive to ChatGPT.
So, more than just convenience, it's about empowering AI to act autonomously? That sounds incredibly powerful, but slightly intimidating too.
Absolutely. There are directories like Glamma and Smithery. Smithery is my current favorite. It categorizes MCPs neatly. Web search, memory management, you name it. It's like window shopping for AI superpowers. Finding tools to solve specific problems, like keeping documentation up to date, with MCPs like Context7.
I see. Interesting. Checking these weekly sounds like a must. What's the second resource?
Trending GitHub repositories. This is where the cutting-edge stuff lives. I check GitHub a few times a week, sorting by daily and monthly trends. It's amazing what you find. I recently discovered AgentSeek, a local alternative to cloud-based agents like Manus. No more expensive API bills.
That's a game changer. I've heard Manus can be pricey, so GitHub's trending repos are great for finding cost-effective solutions, plus getting inspired by other people's projects.
Precisely. And that brings us to resource number 3, rule directories. These are gold mines for non-engineers. Rules let you impose software engineering best practices onto your AI, even if you don't have the technical expertise. My go-to is Not So Bright Ideas. It shows how popular rules are, which is super helpful.
So it's about leveraging the expertise of others, like standing on the shoulders of giants, but for vibe coding.
Yes, but don't neglect your own learning. Resource number 4 is about leveling up your knowledge. I don't follow vibe coding content much online, to be honest. I find a lot of it quite annoying. I prefer learning from actual engineers, the folks deep in the research. They give you the real insights, like how Gemini 2.5 Pro is crushing other coding tools.
Got it. Going straight to the source. So, less vibe coding gurus, more PhDs and research papers. Makes sense.
Exactly. And finally, resource number 5. Boilerplates. Don't reinvent the wheel. Boilerplates are pre-built configurations. I found this website called Boilerplate List. It's got everything. Web apps, SaaS boilerplates, mobile app templates, both free and paid. Saves you tons of time setting up authentication, payments, databases, all the tedious stuff.
So boilerplates are like prefab houses for coding projects. You pick one, customize it, and boom, you're ready to go?
Exactly. These 5 resources, from MCP directories to boilerplates, are all about accelerating your vibe coding journey. They're your cheat codes to becoming a pro, building awesome stuff with less headache. And that's it for this episode. Catch us next time, where we'll start building something cool.
Goodbye.